it's 12 years in the making. We made great progress in the previous Northern Ireland government, that it was included in their thing. So the finance, we received 900,000 to advance it last year, the whole way from Inniskillen to Clooney. So this is a vital piece of tourism infrastructure that we need to continue. And an awful lot of people have jumped on the bandwagon since, but I'm 12 years involved in this, promoting this. And it's vital, and I was disappointed to hear that it's only at stage two yet. And, you know, it's still many more years before we'll see it on the ground, maybe 3 to 4 years. So it takes 16 or 17 years to get a greenway in place from where there is no objections really to it. It's a very necessary piece of tourism infrastructure that we need to continue to develop. And look, it is progressing, but too slow.
And you've highlighted that you've many hopes for what this greenway can unlock. I think you even point out how it could potentially connect Knock Airport up to Belfast Airport through the Blueway as well. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about that idea that you do have, and just how important it will be for tourism, that this is all money that will come back through tourism initiatives in the future?
Well, absolutely. We know that greenways will pay for themselves in about 3 to 4 years. And through our colleagues in Northern Ireland, Alex Beard, for example, he said that it would be a brilliant idea at the time, that if you could fly into Knock Airport and have a greenway right down into Inniskillen and then continue along the Blueway, which is already there, it would be a fantastic selling point for the Northwest, a cross-border initiative where we could get cross-border funds. And like, that's where it began 12 years ago. And our old local councillor, Sinead Maguire, was the chairman of ICMAN at the time. So it got amazing support at that time. And then we brought it to the three different counties, to Sligo, to Leitrim, and then Fermanagh as well, which got all supported. And then we got down Shane Ross and Arlene Foster involved, and it was all guns go. But the last government didn't advance it fast enough, and it's moving too slow, and it's really not a priority of this government either. So that's why I had to feel strongly enough to raise it today, because we are committed to the Greenway project in the Northwest.